I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
It's time for Family Fun in the Kitchen.
Oh, yes. We have such a good time doing this, LaVon.
It is. And I know you have family fun in your kitchen quite often. You have some, well, you have fun by yourself.
Yeah, I do. Yes.
But when you have your grandchildren come, you have especially a lot of fun.
I learn so many new ways to look at the world in the kitchen.
Yes.
When I'm watching them and the comments that they make or the questions that they ask, it just, it's delightful. It's delightful. I do have fun with them.
Good. And I'll just share that I am working with some second through fifth graders at the Methodist Church, the Dynamite Disciples. And we're doing
cute.
A little cooking class every week and on the Wednesdays early out from school. And so it's been a challenge. I'm getting more experience with family fun, not in my kitchen, but in mm-hmm. the Methodist Church kitchen. Mm-hmm. And it's been great fun. And to hear what they already know. Sometimes I'm really surprised about
yes.
what they know. And then the new things that they get to try. And
mm-hmm.
most of the time they turn out okay.
well, that's part of cooking and baking. You hope.
That's
you have
right.
a lot of hope.
We still learn from experience. And so that's what's important. I think one of the reasons we're doing this is to encourage people to have that experience. And so it doesn't turn out 100% of the time. Sometimes there's a messy kitchen, whatever. It's still the experience that's important.
Correct. And the bonding that goes on. I would venture to say that even with these young children you're working with, they may not have been good friends before they started, but they've certainly had unique experiences to help bond a friendship or the start of a friendship.
Could be, yes. So today our topic is one that I think is a bit unique. We are going to talk about a vegetable.
Yes.
But not the vegetable that appears on our plates very often. And it's one that some people use as a traditional side dish at Thanksgiving.
Is it green bean casserole?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
But you're right. That is probably the most traditional, most recent one. No, it's Brussels sprouts.
Oh, interesting. Now, I'm wondering how that particular vegetable got started as a family tradition.
And, you know, I couldn't find the background on that. But here's my thought about it.
Uh-huh.
Brussels sprouts are best. They are harvested in the fall.
Right.
And they're best if they have one little frost on them. They get a little sweeter, a little more, just a little more of the flavor you'd like if mm-hmm. they've had a little frost. And so when you're thinking about that, you know, that would be just around or just before Thanksgiving
sure,
time.
The correct timing.
And if it's getting, you know, we've had the frost and we're not quite to Thanksgiving, they can be kept in the refrigerator for up to 3 weeks.
Wonderful.
So, see, they would be perfect
yes.
for Thanksgiving time.
Don't you wonder how the name Brussels, how did that get involved with
that? You know, I didn't find that either.
I need
but,
to Google that.
But yes, but it always, if you just put in Brussels without the S, that's not correct. It always has to have the S.
Mm-hmm.
Brussels sprouts.
Well, there was a reason it was named for that.
Yes. So I'm just encouraging people, you know, to try a new taste test here. It maybe will not be your favorite, but who knows? It could be turning into a favorite for your family because they look like little cabbages, just
yes,
in case
do.
You're not
mm-hmm.
familiar with them. But they don't taste exactly like cabbage. They have a little more pungent, a little
yes.
maybe just on the bitter side. So some people go, oh, I don't like those things.
Mm-hmm. But that can be altered.
It can be. And some people like them just fresh. You can eat them. If you like them, just eat them fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Like a snack, you know,
mm-hmm.
just
mm-hmm.
wash them off and hey, there you go, a nice little snack. But depending on what you want to put with them, again, I think you think of your favorite flavors. And one of those right now for a lot of people is bacon.
Mm, yes, yes. And it does add a new perspective to many different foods.
It does. And bacon is often, you know, as I've researched, you know, both of us kind of researched these
mm-hmm.
things, many recipes included bacon with the Brussels sprouts in different kinds of ways. But I was especially drawn to this one because this is a chef who said that her family really didn't like Brussels sprouts. So she did a little concocting and worked a little bit. And one of the important ingredients with it was bacon. And she said, it's now a favorite of my kids and my husband.
Wonderful.
Whoa.
Yes.
So I'm just challenging people out there.
Will this recipe be on our website?
Of course.
Oh, wonderful.
It will.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple things about it. The Brussels sprouts get roasted, and that is, again, one of the often used kinds of methods to, I think, help the Brussels sprouts get a flavor that would be acceptable and liked. You know, we not only want it just acceptable, we really think it's, hey, that's really good. And so these are roasted in the oven at 425 degrees. And a little tip is to put the pan in the oven at 425, probably with just a little bit of oil on it, and get it hot.
All right.
And then pull it out and put the cut up Brussels sprouts on it. So immediately they start getting kind of crispy and browned on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the extra flavor to this too.
Now, you talk about cutting up these Brussels sprouts. Is there a particular way to do that?
Just cut them into quarters.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, just...
Probably something that maybe younger children couldn't do, but certainly older children could do.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then the another ingredient in this recipe is maybe somewhat different, and I know you've had a little bit of experience with this, and that is smoked paprika.
Oh, yes. Adding that smoky flavor along with the bacon would be very fun to, to put it in my mouth anyway.
And it is not... a very high calorie. That was her other goal. You know, even when we talk about bacon, we often think of, my, this is going to have lots of calories in it. There's only in the recipe for a pound of Brussels sprouts, only two slices of bacon.
Oh, okay.
But that's enough to give the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's best to start with the bacon that you fry in the pan so you have a little bit of that bacon grease left there that also gives flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing, there are shallots, and I would just substitute green onions for that.
Yes.
Unless, you know, oftentimes we can't get shallots in the store, but if you wanted to use those. And an apple. And I think I think that kind of also balances that flavor of the Brussels sprouts. If people are saying, oh, that's just a little on the bitter side for me. I think the apple with that little bit of sweetness is a good balance. So when you put all this together, the bacon, the smoked paprika, and the apple, especially with that little bit of onion, and balsamic vinegar. I mean, this is just a harmony of flavors, I think, that all bring those Brussels sprouts to the point where you're going, ooh, these are really good.
So after the Brussels sprouts are roasted, cut and roasted, then and the bacon is fried, then is when you mix all that together. Do you bake it again then, or just mix it together?
No, just mix it together. You would have the apples, the bacon, the onions, the paprika, all of that you put into a skillet. And so while the Brussels sprouts are roasting, you can get this other done. When the sprouts come out of the oven, you just put them into this container and mix them up, and there you go.
Well, I hope that becomes a new tradition in our listeners' families. It sounds delicious.
And if you, you know, there are just many other opportunities for Brussels sprouts. If you want to go on a website besides ours, there are other opportunities. One that I ran across, and I haven't not tried this, but I think it'd be an interesting one to try, and that is to make a slaw out of, instead of cabbage slaw, use Brussels sprouts and cut them up finely, and then combine them with some nuts, with hazelnuts or almonds.
Or even sunflower seeds.
Sunflower seeds, you know, and with some dressing on them, it becomes a different kind of salad.
Oh, I would love to add dried cranberries to that.
Yes,
color.
Wouldn't that be pretty?
Yes, and just another flavor taste, too.
Another great Thanksgiving idea, right?
Exactly, yes. What cranberries, Brussels sprouts, pumpkin, turkey. Let's go, Levon.
and mentioning cranberries, though, you know, that used to be something that was just Thanksgiving, and it is, you can't often find fresh cranberries year-round, but dried cranberries have gotten to be a staple on a lot of people's shelves.
Oh, yes, yes, and I use them year-round. I think people enjoy them year-round because a dried cranberry, to me, has a little more sweetness to it than a fresh cranberry, and it's just a delightful snack.
Right. And talking about dried, it just makes me think we did not mention about the availability of Brussels sprouts. I have seen them now in the market because this is kind of the season for them, fresh. But if you can't get them fresh, they're almost always available frozen.
Yes.
And So, you know, they should be available for you to try out if you want to be a little bit out there on the edge, try something new, and, you know, encourage your family maybe to try something new, too.
If they buy Brussels sprouts now, will they hold until Thanksgiving?
They will keep in the refrigerator about 3 weeks, so I would wait just a little bit, but we're almost there.
Yes,
we are.
Okay. And even it might be a fun item to have on your Christmas buffet table, too.
There you go.
Yeah. We hope you've enjoyed hearing a little bit about Brussels sprouts and how that can be part of your festive holiday tables. And to get the recipes that LaVon has talked about today, just go to our website at kjan.com. Click on Programs, click on Family Fun in the Kitchen. At that particular site, you will see not only the recipes, but our podcast will be available just in case you'd like to re-listen to what we've discussed today. Now remember, go make some fun family memories in the kitchen.